What's going on, my nasty New Year's necromancers? On this episode, Ghost Joe and the Natman go over some predictions for 2025. Edgegrave Dave reviews Y2K, and we learn about a couple with some serious buyer's remorse. So let's go!
Do aliens exist, and are they among us? Are weird creatures lurking in the darkness? Do evil entities hide in the shadows of your bedroom while you sleep? Join us as we explore all this and more on the Warped Reality Podcast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Warped Reality Paranormal Podcast. I am Ghost Joe.
This is the Natman.
And Happy New Year, everybody. Happy 2025.
Yeah. Bonanno,
bonanno. 2025. It's crazy. I'm old. We're old.
Yeah. Sucks. Yeah. Look at my freaking chin hair. It's all gray, dude.
You know,
yours looks white. Mine looks gray.
Thanks. Well, you know,
it's blonde.
It's platinum blonde. That's what it is. It's not.
Did you dye it?
No.
Well, then you're always blonde. You were blonde, aren't you?
I was blonde. Yes.
Yeah, one time.
I was.
Now you're golden from the sun. Oh,
so, anyways. Michelle couldn't join us on this episode. We're a little bummed about that and a little sad. We honestly didn't even want to do this without her, but at the same time, we have to put something out there for you guys. So, you know, here we are. We're trucking away and keep going through it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get into some paranormal news, Nat, shall we?
Yes, you shall. Set it up.
So, Thomas and Lois Stokes of Ireland had recently moved into a new home because their previous one had harmful black mold. I guess over there in Ireland, they allow them to move into houses, or they give them houses or something like that. So they're now stating that they need a new house because the one that they just moved into is haunted by a poltergeist. So it sounds vaguely familiar, right? It sounds like a house in Long Island that... That after 29 days, people realized, oh, crap, we can't afford the taxes on this house. And we have to come up with a story about crazy walls bleeding and stuff.
Real or not, it was still a damn good story.
Oh, it was a damn good story. And to be honest with you, too, like, I'm sure at this point, it probably definitely is haunted. I mean, 6 people were brutally murdered in there, you know, so I can imagine it definitely is haunted.
What a coincidence.
Right, just not from that, you know, what Ronald DeFeo was saying, and not from what the Lutzes were saying, you know. These people in Ireland, right, they claim that items were being tossed around and flown from side to side. They've also witnessed doors, tables, and chairs moving around with their very eyes. Chairs moving around kind of sounds like another poltergeist movie entitled Poltergeist.
Not only that, wasn't there a certain one where the cops actually saw the tables move? It has to do without warning, fans.
So they had also provided a letter from the previous owner stating that the experience that they had, that the previous owner had, was beyond traumatic. The Stokes say that's correct. So the Stokes say that they just want a safe place for their family to live. The High Court, Mr. Justice Simmons, he wasn't having it. He denied their claim, stating that while he understands safety is the concern, that they would have to start their process all over again and start all the way from the beginning. So they'll have to live with the poltergeist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I wouldn't mind. Ooh. You know. Now, hold on a second. They were given this house?
I think it's something... I got to do a little bit more research about Ireland. Maybe somehow... or maybe it was just because it was like under like a financial thing or a contract that they had to go to court to get rid of it so that they could get another house, or, you know, they had to start the process all over.
I'm a little confused. Really sure. So if it was given to them, they weren't paying for anything. So why would it be a false thing then? Or would they want to get out of a free thing?
Maybe they just didn't like the house. They really wanted their first house, but it had black mold, so they had to move out of it.
Gotcha.
You know? And then they were given the second house. They possibly, I mean, Who knows? Maybe it is haunted by a poltergeist. I mean, we are the Warped Reality Paranormal Podcast. I guess we're supposed to say it was definitely poltergeist, right?
So, I don't know if we have to definitely say it.
Spooky poltergeist. What do you think happens? What do you think happens if you're in like if you're in a house with poltergeists and you're like sitting on the toilet though? Like I mean, how does that work?
First of all, that would never happen with me because my fucking my gas is so bad that the poltergeist wouldn't even want to be in there. I was like, the ghost is gonna be I'm haunting him. Come on. Ooh, boogie, boogie.
So on to the next thing, Nat. So,
okay, Joe.
So I have a little thing here that I put together. It's very, very small about Nostradamus. I actually did a TikTok video about it too that I put it out. And it got a decent amount of views, too. So it was pretty cool. And these were the Nostradamus 2025 prediction for the. Now, mind you, let's talk about Nostradamus for a second. Right. So he was a prophet in the 1500s. Right. And he wrote basically a book, but he wrote all of his quatrains, he calls them. They're like poems. Right.
Yeah.
Where he wrote all these predictions on. And he wrote them in like five different languages, because if the authorities were to find out that he was, you know, a prophet, that he was doing this stuff, they would have killed him. You know, he would have been put to death.
Once again, the witch.
Right. Right. Exactly. They would have said that. So, you know, so he wrote it in different things. But, you know, so let's get on with some of his predictions. Right. There's only a few that I got here for him for 2025. Also, you got to understand this, too, is that the quatrains are written in a way where it could mean what this is, or it could mean something completely different. It's kind of how we're interpreting it or how other people are interpreting it. You know, something that it says that it could have been in 2025 could be 1,000 years from now that he was saying. So we don't really know. But this is what they're saying. The Nostradamus people are saying that these are from 2025.
Okay.
So the first prediction was that for the UK, he predicted that a new war would happen and that the return of the plague was gonna come up, which is pretty freaky and scary. He predicted that around the world, great powers would clash, but that we would also see breakthroughs in medical science with significant improvements in illness prevention and treatments. So that's pretty cool.
That was cool. But isn't it true that we were just hearing about wars between Russia and Ukraine and I guess the Jewish people, the Israel people, and some of that was actually kind of big. It was like on the news all the time. So I guess it's technically kind of true in a way.
Yeah. I mean, but he's saying that a new war, it was going to start in 2025. But then he also said this. That was a good segue, Nat, even though you didn't know it was coming. It was a good segue. Because he also said that a lengthy war would come to an end in 2025. So that could be the Ukraine-Russia war, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, it started 24, but it ended by now.
Right. So he's saying that could come to an end. Also, that we would get either hit or come very close to a giant asteroid. So that's pretty exciting. I mean, that would be exciting for like a second, I guess.
Until we realize we're all going to be dead and perish.
Yeah.
Yeah, really exciting.
we'll still be doing the Warped Reality Paranormal Podcast, though. It's still going to be going on, all right?
Hell yeah.
So it transcends, you know, reality. That's why it's the warp.
Oh, I like that, Joe.
See that? You see that? I thought that up myself. So also, volcanic eruptions and great floods are going to happen in Brazil. So, you know, get your swimmies ready, because there's going to be a lot of floods in Brazil, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And he also mentions that a new currency will diminish the value of our regular currency.
What about that Bitcoin?
Or Bitcoin, or maybe wasn't there? Oh, the Hakuta girl. Did you hear about the Hakuta girl? She came out.
No.
She's like this TikTok girl that came out just because she said Hakuta or whatever, and she became pretty famous for it. I don't know, something silly, but she had actually just come out with a thing called meme coin,
right?
And a lot of people lost a lot of money with it. So maybe it's meme coin. But yeah, so those
close for certain
those
things.
Are yeah. I mean, hey,
but that's the way. If I remember right, also, that's how it always been though. He's always like close, but not exact.
And you also have to realize this too. We only hear about the ones that kind of sound like they're going to happen or that could happen or that had already happened. He was actually wrong probably more times than he was right.
Yeah, so, that's also true.
You know,
but
so
it is sometimes
you
what
it a with
coincidence.
A grain of salt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got to kind of take it with a grain of salt. There are other prophets that that had, you know, come up with stuff. Maybe we'll go through some more of them, you know, in another show.
All right, sounds like a good idea.
I do find that pretty interesting.
Base a whole episode on something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
that's a good idea.
I think that would be cool. Yeah. So,
beware, yeah. It's coming out soon.
That's right. That's right. So now let's get into some horrible reviews with Edgrave Dave.
Horrible reviews with Edgrave Dave. It's time to check your inbox because the ball has officially dropped. You've got mail. Edgrave Dave has a grave warning. The following message is what was believed to have happened at the stroke of midnight 25 years ago. It's New Year's Eve, 1999. And all life as we know it on the planet Earth is about to be interrupted by the bitches of all glitches. With this grave warning, Y2K is spawning the widespread fear that all computer systems will fail, causing power outages, transportation shutdowns, and bank closures. It's going to cause pure chaos. While that didn't actually happen, Kyle Mooney of previous Saturday Night Live fame, along with Evan Winter, decided to write with direction by Kyle Mooney and produced by Jonah Hill, the A24 extravaganza and brand new horror film, Y2K. So we're going to party like it's 1999. Happy New Year, grave diggers. And like Y2J used to say, we're going to break the walls down. So like a famous comedian who had his own television show at that time used to say, what is the deal with Y2K? I went into this film extremely cold. About the only thing that I did see was the poster when I did see the latest Venom film, actually. There were three prongs on a plug, and they were all dripping blood. And I said to myself, well, that looks like the perfect horror film to me. And what we got, especially in the beginnings of the film, was like a 90s comedy. It was bizarre. I felt like it was back in the day, and Ghost Joe and Nat and I were watching in the basement some 90s comedy films like American Pie, or maybe like the Jay and Silent Bob films, or even That 70s Show. And believe me, there were some laugh out loud moments of the film that were very, very funny. Poor Eli, played by Jaden Martell, who did a fantastic bill in the most recent It films of the Stephen King novel. He's going to the last party of 1999, New Year's Eve. And this poor kid doesn't have a date. He's trying to get with a girl. He's with his other friend that's unfortunately not the most popular, Danny. And all these situational comedy things are happening. There are so many references to things of that time, from music to video game to technology, even Enron. It was unbelievable. And then
all of a sudden have the funniest moments from any appliance, electrical device, you name it, that can kill you. Like a toy car that burns a kid's face, a VCR that drills a kid's head, and even a Tamagotchi. Remember those? In almost pure Evil Dead fashion, all this is going on. And there were some monsters that looked like something that the Power Rangers would have taken down. And they were also from the 90s, might I add. Some of it almost felt like Stranger Things, where these teens had to band together while their world and their town is burning away. And here's another spoiler alert, grave warning for you. One of the few people that can help them is none other than Limp Bizkit's Fred Durst. Ha ha, you gotta have faith. I was really having a fun time with this movie, guys. As far as rating this thing, I'm going to go ahead and give it a 4 out of 5 graves. It sounds a lot easier than, well, it sounds, to blend horror and comedy perfectly together. All the actors did a great job. The special effects were made to look a very certain way and was very authentic for what they were trying to do. And the closing credits, I got to give them a lot of credit for showing graphics of like Windows 95 and the dial up, that whole thing. Oh man, this might be showing some of our ages here, but Ghost Show and Natman are definitely going to pick up on so many of the references that were done, because this certainly isn't corny. And I am going to spell that with the K-O-R backwards R-N. So go ahead and warning, check out this movie, guys. Happy New Year! But wait, there's more. Upon doing a little bit of digging and booking an appointment with our friend, Dr. Google, there were some minor occurrences that did happen from the Y2K problem, otherwise known as the year 2000 bug. Though minor, here are some actual occurrences that did happen from Y2K. Did you know that in Greece, 10% of cash registers printed receipts with the dates in 1900. In Italy, in both Venice and Naples, there were courthouse computers that had release dates of January 10th, 1900, and others had 100 extra years added to their sentences. Oh man, that's a big one. Could you imagine such a thing? In Norway, there was a daycare center, and you gotta hear this one, that offered a spot to a 105-year-old woman because the citizens' registry only showed the last 2 digits of her birth. In Spain, there was a worker that received notice to come into work February 3rd, 1900. It's just amazing some of the things that have happened and that you can find. And that is what the Warped Reality Paranormal Podcast is all about. Offering you some cold hard facts and entertaining you at the same time. So 2025 alive, we got some fun horror to talk about, paranormal facts that are going to be coming at you. And I know that Ghost Joe and that man are going to have a lot of fun while doing it. So thank you so much for the time. As always, Edgegrave out and stay groovy. Warning, warning, haha. Back to you, Ghost Joe.
Thank you so much for that awesome, horrible review, Edgegrave.
Yeah, dude, that was awesome, man.
You're a funny guy. You're a funny little guy. but I'll tell you, man, Y2K was kind of like me.
A big
and,
deal.
Yeah, and I mean, me and another friend, you know, which I will not say his name, me and him had actually went to Times Square for the millennium, 499 to 2000. We were psycho enough to go to Times Square for that and to see the ball.
Really?
Drop.
I didn't know millennium. That. Huh.
Yeah. I mean, like, it was the most ridiculous thing to ever do. And I never did it ever again. And I never will, because it's ridiculous. You have to stand in like a group of people. You never get too close to the ball unless you get there like 2 days beforehand. They like crunch you into like this little area, and if you get out for any reason, either you have to use the bathroom or go get something to eat, you lose your spot. You can't go back to your spot.
That sucks.
Yeah, so some people had actually even like worn diapers so they could stay there. Some people actually I remember seeing people ordering pizza to their spot. Like you would see pizza delivery coming to them while they were standing there waiting for the ball. So, I mean, but it was funny though, because as you know, we were counting down from 10 to 1, it was very nerve wracking because, like, you know, they were saying like, oh, planes were going to fall out of the sky and all the lights were going to go out and all the computers were going to go out. And, you know.
Yeah. So, I remember.
So when it was happening and we were like all counting down, you know, everybody's excited, 10, 9, 8, but we're all kind of cowering at the same time, like putting our hands like, oh, what's going to happen? What the hell's going to happen?
And then, we just did it at the same time.
And then it went down to 1. It went down to 1. And we're like, oh, all right. Happy New Year. You know, right. Like, nothing happened. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, that was it was an experience, though. I got to say, you know, it was definitely a cool experience that I'll never do ever again. I'm too old for that. And people,
I never did it. It's not going to happen.
People piss me off too much now, so I can never do it now. You know, I'd probably get into some fights over there, and that wouldn't be good for me.
No, not with your job, buddy.
No. But 99 to 2000, I guess, you know, that was a big deal. That was a special year. You know, maybe I'll go again when it goes from, you know, 2099 to 2100. You know,
there you go.
I'll do it again then.
No, let's make a pact. We're going to do it together.
There you go. We'll be, what, like 120 or something?
Yeah,
like
something like that,
I guess.
I'll be in a wheelchair, half croak.
I probably did my math completely wrong, but
yeah.
That's I was never good with math. Anyway.
Neither was I. And yet we're going to play in 4-4 timing all the time.
Well, it was, for those of, you know, I know we've said it before, but Nat and I and Edgegrave were all in a band together, and you know, and
technically you need to do math of that, you know, right?
We used to kick ass, all right. We definitely used to kick ass. So anyway, no, but you know, and that's where Warped Reality came from, you know, like we had said anyway. But yeah, we'll say it again because who knows who's listening now? But
I'm just gonna drop a plug. One day, Warped Reality will be back. I'm telling you, one day it'll happen.
Hopefully one day we still listen. I still remember some of the songs here and there a little bit.
I know. I got the basic riffs. I have definitely the basic riffs still memorized.
A note or two, you know, something like that. I don't know. My memory has been going,
but we digress.
But, yeah. Anyway, Happy New Year, everybody. This is going to be a nice short episode for you. And, we'll see you guys next week. Hopefully, Michelle will join us. And we'll have a proper show for you guys with Haunted eBay and I read it on Reddit and all that good stuff. And yeah, so
yeah, be safe.
Later, everybody.
Have a good night.
Good night. Thank you for listening to the Warped Reality Podcast. And thank you to all my guests and contributors that helped make this show possible. For more episodes, guest info, social media links, merch, and more, please check out warpedrealitypodcast.com. If you have a paranormal experience you would like to share, questions, comments, or you'd like to be a guest in the show, please leave me a voicemail at 845-600-0744, or you can email me at ghostjoeny@gmail.com. You can do so anonymously if you'd like. Also, I'd greatly appreciate it if you could leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or WarpRealityPodcast.com. Have a great night, everyone, and don't forget to change your shorts.